This is a Kim Monson, Colorado news briefing. Colorado House passes House Bill 26-1419, Tabor Clawback, 41-21, after rejecting Republican referendum amendments. Representatives Chris Richardson and Ken Dugraff tried to send the fiscal year 24-25 over refund question to the November 2026 ballot under Article 10, Section 20. Democrats rejected the amendments and the reversal motion before passing the bill on third reading. Denver. The Colorado House on Thursday passed House Bill 26-1419 by a vote of 41-21 with three excused, sending the bill to the Senate after rejecting Republican amendments that would have referred its fiscal year 24-25 Taxpayers' Bill of Rights over refund clawback to voters at the November 2026 election. The bill, sponsored by Representatives Kyle Brown of Louisville and Emily Cirotu of Denver in the House, and Senators Judy Amubile and Jeff Bridges in the Senate, directs the Office of the State Comptroller, in consultation with the Office of State Planning and Budgeting and the Department of Revenue, to recalculate the state's fiscal year 2024-25 Tabor over refund to account for revenue reductions caused by the federal One Big Beautiful Bill Act. Up to one half of that recalculated over-refund could then offset future Tabor refunds in any single fiscal year, beginning with fiscal year 26-27, per the re-engrossed bill text approved on third reading. The all-Democrat sponsor list extended on third reading to Representatives Jennifer Bacon, Andrew Bozenecker, Mandy Lindsay, Leslie Smith, Rebecca Stewart, Stephen Woodrow, and Yara Zokahi, who joined as co-sponsors after the bill cleared its second reading on April 2-8. What the bill does. House Bill 26-1419 amends Section 24771.03.7 of the Colorado Revised Statutes to insert a new subsection 4.5, creating a contingent recalculation mechanism. If, in September 2026, the state controller certifies that fiscal year 25-26 revenues did not exceed the constitutional state fiscal year spending limit, the bill directs the controller to determine, before November 16, 2026, the difference between the fiscal year 24-25 Tabor refund actually owed under the state's annual comprehensive financial report and the amount that would have been required if the federal tax change had been reflected in fiscal year 24-25 accruals. That difference is the over-refund the bill authorizes the state to keep. The legislative declaration in the re-engrossed bill states that H.R. 1 of the 119th Congress, Public Law 119-21, had a significantly negative impact on Colorado's financial outlook and was signed into law on July 4, 2025, 4 days after the close of state fiscal year 24-25. Because Colorado's tax collections are tied to the federal tax code and OBBB, a reduced 2025 income tax liability, the state collected less in fiscal year 24-25 than the certified Tabor surplus reflected. The bill finds that, had fiscal year 24-25 accruals been updated to reflect OBBBA, state fiscal year 24-25 state fiscal year spending did not exceed the constitutional limitation on state fiscal year spending. Section 3 appropriates $18,021 in fiscal year 26-27 to the Office of the State Auditor to implement the Act, and Section 4 attaches a safety clause. The dollar figure being recovered traces to a Polis administration request to retain $306.1 million across the fiscal year 26-27 and 27-28 budgets, Marianne Goodlund of Colorado Politics reported on April 15. The Joint Budget Committee adopted half of that amount, $53 million, into its 2026-27 balancing plan after rejecting a staff recommendation that warned of legal exposure. JBC staff wrote in a February 20 memo that keeping the funds would not be legal and that the committee should weigh the potential legal risks of treating the gap as an over-refund, Goodlund reported. The JBC voted to keep the money anyway. The referendum amendments that lost. Three Republican floor amendments to House Bill 26-1419 came up at the bill's second reading on April 28. According to the amendments table on the bill page, all three were recorded as lost. Amendment LL08 by Representative Chris Richardson would have stricken the bill's effective date language and substituted a new Section 3 referring the Act to voters at the November 3, 2026 election. the replacement language would have placed on the ballot the question, shall there be a change to the Colorado Revised Statutes that creates new law concerning the over-refund amount for state fiscal year 2024-25 of state revenues in excess of the state fiscal year spending limit under Section 20 of Article 10 of the state constitution. Amendment LD002 by Representative Richardson would have stricken the legislative declaration in Section 1. Amendment LW003 by Representative Richardson would have rewritten parts of the legislative declaration in Section 1 to substitute findings that generally accepted accounting principles do not allow revenue changes to be accrued to a fiscal year when the relevant law was not in effect during that fiscal year, and that the fiscal year 24-25 spending certification was therefore accurate under current law. Representative Ken Dugraff then moved Amendment HW01 to reverse the action taken by the committee in not adopting the following Richardson Amendment, LW08, to House Bill 26-1419, to show that said amendment passed and that House Bill 26-1419, as amended, passed. The motion lost in the committee of the whole 24-39, with two excused, the House votes table records. A fourth-floor amendment, L007 by Representative 02, did pass at second reading. It added the September 2026 controller certification trigger and changed the over-refund determination deadline to November 16, 2026 from December 1. That language appears in the re-engrossed bill. The bill was laid over on third reading April 29 and passed unamended on April 30 by 41-21, with three excused. CUT's position. The Colorado Union of Taxpayers, where Kim Monson serves as president, voted no on House Bill 26-1419. CUT board member Dave Evans told the Kim Monson Show on Thursday that the organization sees the recalculation as a backdoor tax increase rather than an accounting correction. "This is an ex post facto style tax increase," Evans said on the broadcast. "Revenue decreases resulting from the reduction of federal tax under OBB is problematic only because of the reckless overspending by this legislature." Reading from Cutts' response to the bill, Evans said federal tax reductions under OBBBA are beneficial to taxpayers so that they have more dollars to save, invest, and spend, and to the entire state through greater consumer spending, and that reducing the constitutionally required refund cancels out those benefits. He said Cut concludes, there is no over-refund. The actual amount of taxpayers' money is determined mathematically and is not subject to the terminology that the legislature applies. On the constitutional question, Evans pointed to Article 10, Section 20 of the Colorado Constitution, the section voters approved as Tabor in 1992. Withholding tax refunds is not permissible except by approval by a voter referendum under Article 20 of the state constitution, he said. Evans added that the bill, taken together with House Bill 26-1221 and House Bill 26-1222, might actually cause tax increases for some taxpayers, specifically businesses. Evans said CUT board members credit Representatives Richardson and Dugraff for trying to put the question to voters. "We need to give thanks for that to Representatives Chris Richardson and Ken Dugraff who put that in," he said. So they may actually be preventing an apostasy against the state constitution. Evans was describing the bill as it stood earlier in the week. By the time the show aired Thursday morning, both the L08 amendment and the H001 motion to reverse its rejection had failed, and the bill was poised for a third reading vote without a referendum question. What happens next? House Bill 26-1419 now moves to the Senate, where Senators Amu Bile of Boulder and Bridges of Greenwood Village are listed as prime sponsors. The bill carries a safety clause, which under Colorado constitutional law makes the act take effect on the governor's signature and shields it from a citizen referendum petition. That structural fact is one reason the LW08 amendment mattered. With the bill referred to voters by the legislature itself, voters would have decided the question at the ballot. Without it, any challenge to the constitutionality of withholding the refund will have to be brought in court. A separate Polis administration provision retaining the same $306.1 million is already embedded in the proposed fiscal year 26-27 state budget, Goodland reported. JBC staff flagged the legality concern in February. the JBC chose to use the funds anyway, splitting the keep across two budget years. If the Senate passes House Bill 26-14-19 in its current form and the governor signs it, the September 2026 controller certification will determine whether the recalculation mechanism is triggered. The maximum amount the state may keep in any single fiscal year is one-half of the calculated over-refund, beginning with fiscal year 26-27. And now, Kim's perspective. The whole point of Tabor is that the people of Colorado decide when the state gets to keep their money. The Colorado Union of Taxpayers vote on House Bill 26-14-19 was a vote to defend that one promise, and the four Democrat sponsors and the 41 Democrat votes on third reading are a vote against it. When two Republican representatives offered an amendment to send the question to the November ballot, the answer was no. Federal tax cuts did not create a budget hole. Reckless spending did. The legislature does not get to recharacterize an honest refund as an accounting error and quietly take it back. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson, Colorado News Briefing.